I regularly attended the Chief of Staff of the Army's staff meeting as the representative of the Army Reserve. At that time, the Chief of Staff of the Army was General Ray Odierno. And I, you know, worked with my Guard counterpart. At one point, because of a vacancy in the Assistant Secretary of the Army's Office for Manpower and Reserve Affairs, I was put in as an acting deputy acting secretary for training and mobilization and readiness. So I kind of was detailed, as they say in the military, from my job as DCAR temporarily to that office to fill in until they could find a civilian to come back and take that position. They didn't want to leave it vacant, and so the equivalent for me was me, a two-star, was the equivalent to the senior civilian who would normally sit in that position.